Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our visit this half hour with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of my favorite times on the show. Bill, as you know, is the chief economist for the NFIB, the purveyor of the gold standard of small business sentiment, the NFIB's index of small business optimism. He's been doing this now for about getting close to a half a century, started right out of elementary school, former dean of the entire business apparatus, the whole operation at Temple University, and for the last 19 years, he's been our good friend. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So we pretty much on par. We got good news this month, right?
Yeah, we did. It was the index went up almost 2 points, and so it's at 103 plus, and that's historically that's just way up at the top.
Yep,
that's very
yep.
good news. Very good news.
And I like the way, if we could find a way to get Wall Street to be not so schizophrenic and literally be knee-jerking around every minute or two and to be a little more circumspect, a little more stable like Main Street, we could have a lot more fun in the world, couldn't we?
Yeah, we can. But, the problem is that Wall Street is no longer an investor. They're,
That's right.
they're gamblers now.
It's traders.
So they've got billions of dollars out there. Yeah, they're just trading. So they're betting billions of dollars, on some little event. But then, when the event happens, there's always the winner and the loser, and then there's a big turmoil in the market, and, there's all that volatility that comes from these billions of dollars being traded every day on not for investment purposes, but gambling,
It's not inappropriate to call it a casino, is it?
I don't think so. I think it really is. For years now, we've talked about having two markets, one for the electronic people who write
right.
programs that trigger a sale
right.
versus ordinary folks like you and me who, like to go in and buy some stock because we think it's a good company for the long
right.
run.
Right,
.
Right, exactly. So good news on the overall optimism. It went up. It not only went up. It's still well above the overall 40-something year average. And what do you attribute that to? What do you think is causing that kind of optimism?
Well, the policies that we're continuing to pursue are still the ones that a lot of these small business owners approved of. When their optimism soared back after the election, 16 election was announced. So the tax cuts the taxes are still low. We're not cutting them more, but the point is the marginal rates are low now, so that you keep more of every dollar that you earn, and we like that. The deregulation process has continued to go.
That's huge.
That's very big. I think a lot of the small business owners, although they may be troubled by the whole tariff trade thing, and a number of them are adversely impacted by
mm-hmm.
that. We asked some questions about it. 38% of our people said they had some negative impact, and only 5 had a positive one. I think they still think that's the right thing to be doing to get things straightened out. So overall, I think they still like the policies in place, and the economy, of course, continues to do well. The last
right.
GDP report shocked everybody that even with a shutdown, growth was over 3%. So
that shocked me, Bill. In fact, I'm trying to remember when we had a first quarter that was anywhere near that level. I don't remember one myself. Do you?
Yeah. First quarters are usually, for whatever statistical reason, first quarters are usually low rather than
usually recovering in the subsequent quarters for a bad number in the first quarter just to get an overall yearly average.
Exactly. So good start.
Well, exactly, and that's good news. It's always good to get a head start. But the back to the trade thing, Bill. I really believe that you know, unlike and I think Wall Street's doing a pretty good job so far too. I have to give them some credit for this. But I think that most of us are realizing that if we can get China to somehow into a trade deal that we can enforce, that's an economic expansion opportunity that nobody's really ever seen before. What do you think?
Right. Well, it's a great opportunity. I mean, we need to get them to open up their markets. You know, as usual, our model is the world that we have. So our 50 countries called the USA, I mean, we trade freely with each other. You can move your resources around. You can start a business anywhere you want. But, of course, you can't, with China.
Yeah, that's right.
So we need them to open up the market. They've got a lot of people over there, and we have a lot of stuff we can sell them.
Hey, Bill, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back after with Bill Duckelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.